Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Friday, June 24th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Reginald Mann sentenced to 16 years for murder of Glenroy Lockhart. Antiguan businesses hit by cyber criminals. UK Brexit referendum, UK must not delay leaving. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
Reginald Mann, 51, has been sentenced to 16 years in jail for the murder of his brother-in-law, Glenroy Lockhart, in 2013. The sentence was handed down this morning by Justice Errol Thomas. Mann was given the notional sentence of 24 years, but having pleaded not guilty, one-third was removed from that sentencing. According to reports, the incident resulted in Lockhart's death occurred during an altercation between Mann and Lockhart on Boxing Day 2013. Court reporter Kalal John Baptist has more details.
Some of the brief facts of the matter are that Mann and his wife seem to have been in an altercation, and as a result of that, pulled out a knife and attempted to slash his wife. She ran to her sister's house, and in running to her sister's house, some sort of discussion ensued there. From her sister's house, her brother, that is Glenroy Lockhart, came and told Mann that, look, make it be the last time that you are hitting my sister. And as a result of that, Mann ran after him and inflicted several stab wounds to his body, even after a number of people tried to subdue him. Among the wounds, according to the pathologist, Dr. Coronisier Fabian Dupi, she said that a 14.5 by 3.5 gaping wound extending from the left side of the deceased neck, beginning 10 centimeters below earlobe and extending obliquely downwards, and also a 5 by 0.8 laceration to the middle aspect of the left ankle, and multiple minor abrasions and concoction to the right shoulder, left forearm, knees, and shin.
According to John Baptist, lawyer representing Mann, attorney Wayne Nordy, told the court that his client was truly remorseful.
He told the court that his client was truly remorseful. In fact, the social inquiry report pointed to that. Mann himself, he broke down in tears, telling the family who actually walked out of the court that, he said, Mr. Lockhart, I am sorry for the pain I caused you. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you, and I am very sorry, and for that I apologize. And in some of his mitigating plea, Mr. Lodi said that there's no winner. There's no winner in that. A son has gone, and of course, a husband is going to go to prison.
We need to understand that anything that is contrary to God is going to land us in trouble, says local pastor Randy Rodney. Pastor Rodney made these comments as he spoke to the issue of transgender people. He says these immoral decisions will have implications for economic growth and social development and is sure to increase deviance in the next generation. Pastor Rodney has asked persons to rethink their position and to not be easily lulled into situations which are contrary to God.
We need to understand that anything that is contrary to God is going to land us in trouble. It doesn't matter what the thing is. It's going to land us in trouble. We also need to be acutely aware that where the world is now is that word, the meaning of words are changing. The things that we once used to honor. We no longer honor it because man in his quest to move away from God is now inventing things that will make God look bad. And Paul, like I said, I go back to Romans chapter 1. Paul says they will become inventors of evil things. And we now need to wise up. Because whether we like it or not, a lot of the immoral decisions that we'll be making will have its tentacles in our economic growth. It will have its tentacles in our social development. It will increase the deviance in the next generation. Generation Y, we call it. It will begin to do those kind of things. And we are missing the point. And we have been doing that for some time now, in that we are so myopic and so self-absorbed. And I may add, we are so consumed with immediate gratification that we are not looking down the road to see what consequences our current actions or non-actions will have on tomorrow's economic benefit or tomorrow's generation, for the matter of fact.
In recent time, there has been much debate as school bathrooms have become the front lines of legal and political battles over gender rights in Canada and the U.S. Senior counsel Anthony Astafan questions economist Thompson Fontaine's suggestion to aid Venezuela. After Tropical Storm Erica, Venezuela came to Dominica's aid, donating 300 petrocasas. However, Astafan says the reconstruction following Tropical Storm Erica has put Dominica in too much debt to aid Venezuela. He went on to question what the United Workers' Party expects Dominica to do for Venezuela in its time of need, while Dominica itself is still struggling with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Erica.
I'm waiting on the idea that a country that is in the trillions, if hundreds of billions, if not trillion dollars in debt, who is for all practical purposes having severe situation, financial problems, fiscal problems, in the process of reconstruction after Erica, when Venezuela itself gave us houses. You remember when Maduro came and handed over 100 or 1,000 petrocasas? And when Dominica recently, the Prime Minister recently mentioned that Dominica was going to buy houses from Venezuela? What do they expect Dominica to be able to give Venezuela in these very difficult and trying times when we ourselves are in the process of reconstruction after a major storm?
Venezuela is in severe financial crisis after its economy collapsed earlier this year, leaving the country in dire need, which has led to mass hunger, an increase in street violence and deaths. Dominican economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says the world will never be the same again, making a reference to the EU referendum, where UK residents have voted 52% to 48% to leave the European Union. Dr. Fontaine added that the currencies upheld by the European Union are being adversely affected by this change. The British pound has reduced to some 15%, and the euro has been weakened as well. The economist emphasized that breakers have been placed on the pound sterling by certain financial facilities to avoid significant decrease in the value of the currency.
In the same way, they know that this is going to be a game changer, but people are not quite sure exactly how. But what we do know in the short term, it is going to have a tremendous impact on the financial markets. That is already happening. In fact, every single index, stock market index you can think of, is under attack. They're all falling rapidly. In fact, some of the countries are putting what they call breakers. You know, for example, the Nikkei in Japan, that they had to put in breakers to prevent it from falling below a certain level. We expect that when Wall Street opens, that the same thing will happen. Also, there is the impact on the pound. The pound sterling is being weakened. It has fallen already by some 15%, and it's expected to fall even further. But not only the British pound has been adversely impacted, the euro is also falling as well. The euro is also falling against the US dollar. So we would expect all of those things to happen, Matt, in terms of the repercussions, I mean financial repercussions. And bear in mind what the stock market is, or the stock markets of the world is. The stock market, they kind of foreshadow future events. In other words, the stock market is the immediate impact you see for what people expect, because a lot of expectations are built into the way those markets operate. And when you see that kind of upheaval, it is signaling that down the road, things are going to be different.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fountain says he's not surprised that UK's Prime Minister David Cameron is stepping down as Prime Minister in October. Speaking outside 10 Downing Street, Cameron said he will step down as Prime Minister in October and says it will be up to the new Prime Minister to invoke the article that will begin the UK's withdrawal.
In fact, when I heard the news last night, I was convinced that he would resign. The question was whether he would resign right away or whether he would take a little while before he resigned. Now, bear in mind, when Scotland voted about a few months ago, when there was that vote in Scotland to break away from Great Britain, Cameron said that if the vote carried, he would resign on that. Now, this is worse. This is 100 times more impactful, where you have the UK leaving the European Union, an institution in which they've been for the past 41 years. They became formally inducted in 1975, one of the strongest blocs in the world. The fact that, you know, he was supporting the move to stay, and the people of England, the turnout, they said, was 72% of the electorate turned out to vote, and they lost by over a million votes. He had no choice, really. He had no choice. He had to leave. And that is just the way it is. He has to take responsibility as the leader. People did not support him in staying, and his leadership became tenured. He really could not continue.
A two-day training workshop, which formed part of a series of training organized by the Discover Dominica Authority, has concluded. The objective of this train was to aid tourism personnel in improving the key components of the tourism product and the delivery of quality service. Director of Tourism and CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, addressed the closing ceremony held at the Garraway Hotel this week. He says it is critical to ensure that tourism service providers are at the highest level of competence. In more news, the Office of National Drug and Money Laundering Control Policy is warning Antiguan businesses to guard themselves against scammers who are redirecting payments from customers to other bank accounts. The Office of National Drug and Money Laundering Control Policy has received reports from local businesses that their customer invoices have been intercepted and emailed to their clients with substituted bank account information, allowing the funds to be directed into accounts set up by fraudsters. It explained that scammers were hacking into vendors' suppliers' email accounts and obtaining information such as customer list, bank details, and previous invoices. Then, purporting to be a business's supplier, the scammer sends invoices to businesses and requests a change to usual billing arrangements and asks for the money to be transferred to a different account, usually by wire transfer. And EU leaders have insisted that the UK must move swiftly to negotiate leaving the organization, saying any delay would prolong uncertainty. European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker addressed the union of the remaining 27 members will continue. The UK voted by 52% to 48% to leave the EU, and David Cameron has announced he will step down as Prime Minister by October. He has said it will be up to the new Prime Minister to invoke the article that will begin the UK's withdrawal. Global stock markets fell heavily on the news of the so-called Brexit. The value of the pound has also fallen dramatically. A meeting of 27 EU leaders has been scheduled for Wednesday to discuss Brexit, but Mr. Cameron is not invited. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Reginald Mann sentenced to 16 years for murder of Glenroy Lockhart. The world will never be the same again following Brexit, says economist. Antiguan businesses hit by cyber criminals. and UK Brexit referendum. UK must not delay leaving. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.